As we settle into the third Sunday of Advent, this is the third Sunday of Advent this week, I want to walk over here. And I want to draw your attention to our Advent wreath here just a little bit. Now, for many of us, this comes to church and stands up here. And in our church here, we, every Sunday, the kids come up to the front and we tell them about the, you know, what the candle symbolizes in terms of its title. And then we light it. And then, do we look at it again? How many of you look at it again? It's okay. If you don't read, it's fine. It becomes a bit of a fixture in our Advent season. But sometimes we miss a little bit about what is happening with this. And it ties a little bit into, briefly, what I want to share about today as we reset ourselves this Advent season looking towards Christmas. Now, we've got, on the Advent wreath here, we've got five candles. And they have different names. We've got hope and peace and love and joy. And then the Christ candle, right? Well, the Christ candle, that's easy to figure out. It's white. And goes in the middle, and that makes sense in my world. Christ, white, I can work around that. But then we've got three purple ones and a pink one. And I have to be honest, and Chris and I were talking about this a little bit at the back earlier, that why three purple and a pink one? And again, as Chris and I were talking about, it reminded me that as a kid, I did actually look at this and wondered if they just ran out of purple candles. And pink was the closest we could get. You know, there is no, just to let you know, there is no biblical reason for purple candles or a pink candle or even a white candle. There's no biblical reason for an Advent wreath. It doesn't appear in the story. It doesn't appear in one of the Gospels. It is a part of church tradition that helps to remind us of what is happening in the Advent season. And so we have these themes, hope, peace, joy, love, the Christ candle, we'll leave that one out for a minute here, that we go to. And often in the Advent season, those themes become part of what the message is. So next Sunday is the Love Sunday, and the Sunday before that is, you know, and we preach around that theme. But really what we're looking at here, and I want you to look at this a little bit differently, look and say, in this season of repentance and preparation, right? Because we are looking forward to Emmanuel, to God with us, which hasn't quite happened yet in the season because Christmas hasn't happened yet, right? And this idea of preparing for that, getting ready to make space in our lives, in our space, in our world for Jesus to come and enter into that, we have these purple colors. And the purple colors represent the church tradition. That idea of repentance and preparation. And there's a royalty to the colors, that point towards the royalty of Jesus Christ. But there's also a darker color, purple's a little bit darker here, to give us that idea of inward looking and preparing for what it is that we're going to receive at Christmas with a white candle. Now, how many of you thought of that before? Not exactly. This is why I read books and learn these things myself as I go. And then we come to this pink one. And it stands out by itself, all alone, looks like it's mismatched, it's not part of the thing. But it is always the third Sunday. And the third Sunday, the third candle in the series, is always a candle of joy. And now the pink candle goes back to representing for us, as we look at it, goes back to, I'm going to stand over here now, look this way. This idea that as we go first Advent Sunday, second Advent Sunday, we've been looking inwardly, we've been figuring how do we figure out life in this waiting for Jesus to come space of where we're at. And it's kind of like the beginning of the week. And we're waiting for the weekend to come. And it's a long way in coming. And Monday's an awfully long day. The first Sunday of Advent, Christmas, is a long ways away. And the second Sunday of Advent is, Christmas is still a long ways away, and there's a lot of work to be doing. And we can almost get discouraged in that, like, man, is it ever going to come? And then we hit Wednesday. And we get over Wednesday, and we're rounding the corner to the end of the week, and the weekend is right there. And we can see it. We can get excited about what's going on. And this Sunday, the third Sunday of Advent, the pink candle representing joy is this idea that we can now look forward to what's going on, rejoicing a little bit. We're not done with repentance. We're not done with preparation. We're not done with making space. But we can look forward to what's going to happen because we are now beginning to understand a little bit more about what it means when we get to Christmas, because we have been preparing ourselves to receive God incarnate. God with us, Emmanuel. Now look at what Isaiah is writing. So in the reading from Isaiah, this is part of the lectionary for this week. One of the lectionary readings is this passage in Isaiah, and it is about joy. It is about hope. The desert will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice. The crocus, which has been kind of boring up until this point, will suddenly bloom. And vibrancy of color will rain out, will go out, and we'll say, wow, this is awesome. And there will be glory. And hands that have been feebled, knees that are tired of being down and working hard, hands that are going, are we ever going to get to the end of this season and get to Christmas, will find strength and will find renewed vigor so that we can worship God. Today is a Sunday of rejoicing. And it's not just a rejoicing of looking forward to what is going to happen come Christmas Eve, come Christmas Day. That's part of it, but that's not the only part of it. The other part of it and the significant part that I want you to hear this morning and I want you to take with you this morning is that as we have looked first Sunday and second Sunday of Advent, what does it mean to be wrestling with this space of between promise and fulfillment, looking forward to Jesus, making space in our lives for Him to be a part of the busyness of all the world around us. What it looks like and means for us today is that we suddenly, well not suddenly, but we are beginning to fully glimpse and understand that Christmas is about God with us, coming with us, Emmanuel, God with us, but also the understanding, the recognition, and the joy that it brings to realize that God is with us now. And so we sing, O come, Emmanuel. We didn't today, but we will. Come, be with us. We don't have to wait for Christmas. We recognize that God is already with us. But so often what happens in the season of looking forward is we forget that. In the midst of all the stuff that goes on, the stresses, the pressures, the kids' presentations, the school or the work things, the busyness, the buying presents, the standing in line to wait to pay for the presents, the trying to find the right thing, waiting for at the tree for what seems an eternity for the presents to be able to be opened. All of these things crowd out God with us. And He is with us today. He is with us in this season. And if we take a moment, we get on our knees, we raise our feeble hands to the sky, and we say, God, You need to be filling me, and I need to let You do that, and push all this other stuff aside. For the other stuff doesn't matter. It's the space for God in our lives. So we look to Christmas, and we look to right now. And so as we go, we find joy. The angels celebrated on that Christmas Eve. There was so much rejoicing and joy that heaven could not contain it. And it spilled out into earth and heavenly choruses. God with you today. Is there so much rejoicing that it spills out of you and into the world around us? That is part of the preparation and meaning of Advent. We're not yet to Christmas, but we will get there. And are we so filled with what God is doing that it spills out of us in joy? That moment of the pink candle in the midst of our purple preparation. I want to encourage you this morning. I want you to find yourself being found by God even today. And in doing so, rejoice greatly for that. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us glimpses of joy, for moving us into that space where we can be filled by you. God, for pointing us to the birth where we will celebrate God with us incarnate. But we can also celebrate and rejoice and know God is with us now. Remind us of your presence, Lord. Fill us with your joy. Fill us so much that we cannot contain it. And that would spill out of us. And it wouldn't just God with me, but God with the world around me. Celebrating. We pray these things in your Son's name. Amen.